All right, it's Josh Culler here, host of the REI Marketing Weekly, and man, am I excited to announce to you guys a brand new book that is actually coming out very soon. It is available for pre-order right now. It's called the REI Marketing Book. It is literally just a collaboration full of nuggets from 50 of the top real estate investors in the country. It is 100% geared towards helping you with your marketing and your real estate investing business. And how do you get a hold of it? Well, you can simply go to reimarketingbook.com to get a hold of that. Right now, it is available for pre-order and should be published within the next couple of months. So make sure you go grab your copy. We've spent a lot of man hours putting this book together for you guys that is just jam-packed full of nuggets and bits of information about how these guys run their marketing in the real estate investing business. So make sure not to miss out on that. Now let's go ahead and jump into the REI Marketing Weekly for the Who's Crushing It segment. Make sure to take notes and let's make it happen. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And I'm super stoked to have a good friend of mine who is actually a client as well. Friend first, then client. And his name's Justin Colby. Man, this is one of the coolest dudes on the planet. I am so excited to have him on the show. Him and I just shoot the shit every once in a while without even talking about business. And that's just a lot of fun to do that. Justin's somebody I could hang out with and talk to for a long time. So Justin, man, I'm excited to have you on the show. What's going on, man?
What's up, dude? Thank you for having me. I've been begging you to get me on. Finally, I'm cool enough to get onto the show, dude. So I'm excited to be here and share some wisdom.
Dude, I sent him the link for the booking and literally like 20 seconds later, I get an email saying Justin Colby booked for the show. I'm like, damn, bro. And you're like, I'm on one. So
I'm on one, yeah. Man. I think that day I had like 4 cups of coffee. I was doing like 6 different things. I felt like an octopus, 8 arms going all over. I was ready.
Man, you got it locked in. So Justin actually puts out a lot of awesome content. So at the end of the show here, we're going to actually have him talk about the content that he's putting out, just tremendous stuff. And our company does have the honor of helping him put out most of that stuff. But he's got daily YouTube videos going out. He's got now daily podcasts going out, which is super cool. And then obviously daily content on his social media platform. So we're going to have him connect with all that. So make sure you guys do check the descriptions below or check the links in the description below and make sure you do follow Justin on all those platforms. So today we're going to talk about a very interesting topic. And that is skip tracing. Yeah. I feel like we talk about skip tracing a lot, but we're going to actually put a little bit of a spin on it this time because there's tons of skip tracing services out there. And one thing I have felt, Justin, is that most skip tracing services don't really do a good job of telling you how to use the data and you know, how to get the most out of it, how to get the most mileage out of the data that you paid for in order to get leads and get deals, not just get leads, get deals. And so one thing we were talking about before hopping on the show here was how you use it, not just for texting, cold calling, and, you know, a couple other marketing channels, but you actually use it for everything. So when you skip trace, you use that data for everything. And I know you put out a video maybe a couple weeks ago or maybe it was last week or so talking about skip tracing and how why good data is important and that kind of thing and why, you know, the cheapest may not be the best. Right. The best option for you. So maybe we talk about that a little bit foundationally and then how you're using the skip tracing services for the rest of your marketing to feed the rest of your marketing. But before we get into that, if you could do me a huge favor and introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, a little bit about the origin story of Justin Colby.
Yeah, I've been flipping homes since 2007. So 13 years now. I've done over 1,600 homes. Roughly anywhere between 400 and 500 of those are rehab flips. Roughly a little over 100 are whole tails where I just bought it and quickly put it right back on the market. And roughly 1,100 or so are wholesales in a true sense of wholesaling. And so I've done this in 7 different markets. I am currently in 3, all of the state of Arizona, but the 2 big cities are obviously Phoenix and Tucson. And then we are in Oklahoma City, and we are going to be looking to launch probably another 3 to 5 here in Q1 of 2021. And so I've been wholesaling in Southern California. I've been wholesaling in Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio. And so I've done my fair share of national wholesaling as well as local wholesaling. And it's a blast. You know, I love wholesaling specifically for the cash flow. And I know that sounds kind of crazy to people. That's usually used for buy and hold rentals, But the reality is it spits off a lot of cash and there's a flow to it. So it's cash flow, right? And then how you use that money to build wealth is up to you. But I love wholesaling quick flips and flipping a condo, rehab flipping a condo because it was quick, less than 30-day rehab. So stuff like that, right? To be able to move, done over 1,600 deals, had my fair share of mistakes along the way. But those mistakes, I actually just made a post yesterday, Saturday. Maybe you saw it on my Instagram, but you know, after 13 years of being an entrepreneur, I've made plenty of mistakes, but those are the mistakes that actually in the long run, when I'm able to start to connect the dots, looking backwards, those mistakes, though costly at that moment, end up making me more money than I lost because of the learning lesson and how I'm able to take that learning lesson and move forward. And so that's the skin that people have to have being an entrepreneur, being a real estate investor. And I actually appreciate those now being able to look back. And so that's kind of the quick story. When I first got started, I was completely broke, busted, and disgusted. I had zero money. I was sleeping on a couch. All I could do was cold call. And there was no triple line dialers. There was no Mojo. There was no Zen call. It was me and realtors, baby, 100 a day on my cell phone to get my first deal. And it took me 9 months to get my first deal. And that was it. It was over. I went and borrowed $25,000 for coaching. Because I knew I needed a coach. I believe in a coach. I've been an athlete my whole life. I know what coaching does to this very day, this year alone, between masterminds and coaches. I've spent over $50,000 this year alone because I still can get better. I can still level up. No matter how high I get, there's always people that are higher, you know, in some sector. And so, you know, took my game to a new level. And, you know, 13 years later, here we are. The rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people, this is obviously that doesn't have really much to do with marketing, but I think a lot of people should invest a lot more into their groups, their networking, their connections with people. Because the same with me, I'm in three different masterminds and I've invested over probably $46,000 this year in masterminds. And it has definitely shown to be the right move, you know, needless to say. So, I think people need to invest in that a lot more, but listen, like if you guys want to learn more about what Justin talks about here, like everything that he just unleashed in that last 2 minutes, he just talks about all this stuff on his social platform. So make sure you go follow him because it's just a wealth of information that comes out of this guy's mouth. So, all good information. So let's talk about the skip tracing stuff. So first of all, I want to give like, we don't need to talk about like what skip tracing is. Everybody on the channel or everybody on the show knows what that is. But how you're actually using the skip tracing, because I think that a lot of people either misuse it or don't use the data enough in, you know, if they're spending X amount of dollars to skip trace and get that data back, what are they doing with that in order to maximize the lifetime or the quality of that content? So let's talk about that, how you're using it and the way people should be approaching it as opposed to what they've been told.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, a lot of it, you know, the habits or the actions a lot of people are taking in the marketing space are because that's what they're being advised to do. And again, I have a different perspective, right? So, like I told you, I just started by cold calling and that was by no means the triple line dialer skip tracing. No, it's literally just agents on the phone. Nowadays, we have so many great tools, skip tracing being one of them. I don't even need to go into providers, although I will if you want. I'm not a skip trace owner. I don't own a company. There's nothing in that way to sell. But I will tell you, the way I look at skip tracing is a very expensive investment. And it is an investment because there's a return on that investment. So make sure you're looking at it the right way. What most people will do is they will use that investment or that skip tracing specifically to cold call or to text or to drop RVMs or voice drops or whatnot. I use it for all of that. And that's the biggest differentiator that I believe I'm doing versus a lot of others is they focus on simply one strategy. While I can appreciate it, and I always would put in front of that strategy cold calling, although I do everything, I have 16 cold callers as a moment in time. But I also have 4 text messengers and then voicemail drops. You don't really have people as a machine. But what I would say to that is I'm already spending the most expensive part of my marketing is actually the lists I have to get in skip trace, right? I spend 15 cents or maybe it's 14 cents per skip trace. And if I'm skip tracing 100,000 people, that's $15,000 and that's not it going out. It's just now getting it.
That's the data.
Right?
Yeah.
And so why wouldn't I try to monetize my expense or my investment, I should say, as much as I possibly can to get the best ROI on the investment? So I have a big list. It's called, let's call it $100,000. And so I will have a cold caller on this side and a text messenger on this side. And I'll start them at different ends of this list. And I'll let them just kind of organically pass through. And whoever can get the deal gets the deal, right? It's not the acquisition guys fighting each other. It's the callers. It's the text messengers who are actually outputting to find more leads. And whoever can bring in more leads brings in more leads, and the acquisition guys eat off that. And then obviously voicemail drops is just a big machine, and it drops and the leads come in and our acquisition guys work those. But, you know, ultimately I want the highest ROI on my investment I can get. And what I think people are dropping the ball, like I said, they use it for just texting. They'll go skip trace, you know, 1,000 people and just text them. They'll go skip trace 1,000 people and just call them. Why aren't you using that data across all platforms? Mm-hmm. And the main reason I know is the answer is investment. It's a substantial investment to be able to have that much data to go that wide, right?
Yeah.
Like my cold callers call 3,000 people a day on one team, and the other team is something like 8,000 people a day, right? And so I need a lot of skip tracing. That's a big investment, but you don't have to be me. I'm 13 years in the game. I have an allocated marketing budget. I have a team handling these leads. You don't need to be Justin Colby today, right? Striving to get there is another thing. And then it's just about making sure you take a look at your business the right way, right? Because the one mistake I've always made, not always, the one mistake that I've repeated twice or have gone through twice is becoming a one-trick pony. When I was buying all my flips down at the auction and the hedge funds came in and started racking up the prices where I couldn't find auction properties anymore, well, how the hell am I gonna get a deal? So we went 90 days without getting a deal. You know what that means? That means we went another 90 without selling a deal.
Right.
So that's a 180-day stretch of no money coming in. How does that work as a real estate investor? Not great, right?
No.
So the other thing was direct mail. I went all in on direct mail for the better part of 2012 to 2016, 15. So let's just call it 4 years for the sake of simplicity. And then all of a sudden direct mail callback ratio started shitting the bed, right? Just nowhere near what they were. And there's a lot of different reasons for that, but it was what was. Well, all of a sudden I have this team, I have this overhead, I'm spending $40,000 a month in direct mail, and I'm getting half of the amount of calls as I normally would. I have two lead managers I'm paying that are on salary. I mean, my expenses started going through the roof. My returns started dwindling. It didn't make any sense, and it started to financially hurt me, right? And so again, those are the two experiences I had. So why wouldn't you take on multiple different marketing strategies? Yeah. Let's also use door knocking. So we go out and rack up a bunch of homes that look like they're damaged or maintenance deferred. And then we skip trace that list. We are going to call them, text them, as well as actually physically knock on the door. So why wouldn't I use all three ways to get in front of that person that their house looks like a dumpster fire? Mm-hmm. So it's just about utilizing the most expensive resource or the investment that you're making, which is going to be skip tracing in this sense, because ZenCall cost me $1,000 for 8 lines a month. Skip tracing cost me $15,000. So why wouldn't I try to find a way so I can, you know, leverage that money? And that's what I've done really, really well. And that's what's helped me opening these markets. And we just had a meeting this morning. We're going to have a follow-up meeting tomorrow. We have 4 acquisition people. And it's just going fast, because when you're making that many calls, you're sending out that many text messages and doing that many RBMs, you need a lot of people on deck. But that's a good thing, because I've also learned from some mistakes, which is you don't bring in operational cost. It's a commission strategy. Mm-hmm. It's volume. Run fast. That was a lot there. There's a lot to unpack. No,
yeah. So there's a couple things that I want to unpack there, because that was like beautiful the way you laid it out. One thing that I think a lot of real estate investors get caught with is they try to get by with a minimal marketing budget and spend as little as they possibly can, which is okay. Like, you definitely don't want to be spending more than you absolutely have to, right? And you want to have your marketing costs as low as you possibly can. But at the same time, like, with the mindset going in, like, I want to pay for the cheapest data possible. Like, a lot of skip tracing services, they literally market that we're cheaper than the other guy. that doesn't necessarily equate to having better data. And the better data you have, the more quality the leads are, the more likely you are to actually close a deal. And
you get what I think you pay for in that space, 100%.
Exactly.
If you're paying less than, you know, 14, 15 cents per, I would question it. Because good data is just expensive, like for accurate data. And then the metrics you want to be keeping is roughly 10% of all calls should have a contact, right? So 10% should be an accurate contact, right? Hey, is this Josh? Yes, this is Josh. Contact, not a lead, just contact. And out of that, 7% of all contacts should be a lead, right? So this is specific to cold calling. So if you get 10 or 100 contacts, right, 7 of them are going to become leads. Yeah. And so how many leads until you can get your deal?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've always been a believer in like you get what you pay for, especially in marketing. Like that's just something that is inevitable. If you want to do more deals, make more money, you got to spend more on marketing, guys. It's period. Like you can't just skirt by with the cheapest data out there. It's just not going to happen. It's going to be you pounding your head against the wall and saying, you know, this doesn't work. Skip tracing doesn't work. Well, it's because you bought into the cheapest and not necessarily cost cheapest, but the cheapest data that you could possibly get. So keep that in mind. The second thing that I want to capitalize on that you said there was not putting all your eggs in one basket with marketing, right? So I think this is something that real estate investors don't get wrong a lot. I think it's actually the complete opposite. I think real estate investors try too many marketing channels at once. But I have seen people try to do one thing and that's all they do, right? So maybe somebody's only doing direct mail or somebody's only doing texting, which that can be very dangerous right now. If you're only doing texting, guys, that will be going away, FYI. Yeah, but at the same time, I think that people, and Justin, you might have an opinion too, but for my sake, I think that if you do 3 to 5 marketing channels, that is, that's a good number. So 3, I think is pretty ideal. That's like the minimum that you want to be at. 5 is the max, because that gives you enough channels to be able to diversify, where you're getting your leads from, but it also allows you to be able to track the leads and the source of the leads so that you can figure out like, hey, where do I want to pour more fuel on what fire is burning? But then also be able to not be spread too thin with your, your strategies for sure. And marketing. So
I would say 3 is where you really, really want to be. Right. And this doesn't mean you need to go spend the most expensive marketing strategies or any of that. You just need consistent lead flow. Yeah. Right. And this is what the whole thing is. So for example, PPC being the most expensive, you're going to really minimize your lead flow, even though you have the most motivated leads. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to be able to scale or grow a business when you don't even have enough leads to do that? Right. So there's the caveat there. Direct mail's response is almost getting to the same idea of PPC, right? The amount of spend you got to make to get the amount of leads you need, very hard to scale per se, unless you just have a massive marketing budget, right? Which is fine. Some of you listening likely do, but here's why I say, you know, having 3 strategies like calling, texting, and voicemail drops, it's all along the same strategy, right? Yeah. And it's not putting in more work on my part. And it's very easy to track because of Podio, right? I use Podio. The VAs that are doing the cold calling, dump it in one, it gets tagged. The VAs doing the texting, dump it in another, it gets tagged. And then voicemail drops just automatically drop in as a tag because of the phone number is tagged voicemail drop. So essentially it doesn't create any more work for me. And it's very obvious on how many leads are brought in on each marketing. Then I can track my KPIs. Mm. And the reason why I would always say stick with 3 is because for sure, no matter what, one of those marketings is going to shit the bed, right? One of those strategies is going to be terrible as a moment in time. And another one is going to have to lift it up. And then vice versa, the one that was shitting the bed now becomes the rock star and the other one starts to shit. Almost inevitable. And then there's going to be one little just kind of one that just kind of keeps things turning, but you could never really build a business on. That is also your 3rd one, right? That's kind of the voicemail drops. Like I know it'll roughly get me 2 deals a month. I know. Sure. Like I just know that to be true. Great. I can't build a big business off that. I'm not going to go, you know, financially go change my life around that.
But it gets you ROI. Yeah.
It gets me ROI as a whole, right? So it's like a portfolio of stocks. Like I'm not a big stock guy. So I'm not going to give stock advice by any stretch. Or even cryptocurrency, because I do have some money in both. but I'll use crypto because it's going out of this world, right? As we're recording this, I have 4 different cryptocurrencies, right? I have probably 6 different stocks, but I bet on the big boys. I bet on the big names, Bitcoin, Ethereum, right? Those are the 2 biggest. Now, could someone take over? Sure. I bet on Amazon. I bet on Tesla, but I diversify, right? I don't have everything into one. And then I look at my portfolio and I say, hey, I'm $50,000 invested into stocks. What is my ultimate return, no matter whether Amazon or Tesla are up or down? And then I have several others and et cetera. I mean, again, I'm not here to share stock advice, but that's the idea. If I can get my total portfolio to make, you know, 3x returns every year, just like my real estate business does, I'm a really happy man, right? Because that's compounding.
Yeah, for sure. So that's great. That was a really good analogy and really contextualized what people need to be doing in their marketing. So we just got a few more minutes here, Justin, and I want to wrap it up with a pretty unique conversation coming off the back of that. Is, you know, you talked about how, you know, some of your people are calling 8,000 people on a cold calling list and stuff like that. And I want to make a statement first and then ask you what your thoughts are on it. So it's my belief that, and a lot of people agree with me. Yes, we got it. Okay. That is it for today's show. Thank you guys for joining. But I have always believed that the follow-up, right? Follow-up in, you know, the terms of, like, you know, reaching out to people X amount of times. I've always believed that that has fallen into the silo of marketing. Okay. For the sole reason that Justin has talked about here, where he's saying that he's taking all this data and he's door knocking. He's hitting that same list with text. He's hitting that same list with RVM. He's hitting that same list with cold calling. That's all follow-up, guys. That's all like touching them in different ways. And so I've heard a lot of people in some of these masterminds that I'm a part of really talk about, like, hey, we need another acquisitions manager. We need another salesperson on our team. And they go by, you know, different names, but it's the same concept, somebody to close the deal. The bottom line, in my opinion, is that a rock star salesperson will get bogged down with the follow-up, the day-to-day follow-up that maybe a leads manager, a VA, somebody that can handle that stuff and do repetitive tasks like that can handle. So my question for you is, on your team, who's handling all of those leads that are coming in that you got to go through? And who's actually, at what point is that handed off to your acquisitions person to actually close that deal? And I know, guys, like, this is going to cross over into sales a little bit, but I think it's marketing and sales blended, and a lot of times they're just married with each other. So let's break that down real quick, and then that's going to be the last thing we talk about here.
Yeah, so I couldn't agree with you more, to the point where we hired 2 full-time follow-up individuals. And all they're meant to do is try to re-engage to get it back onto the acquisition person's desk, right? Yeah. And they're not meant to acquire, they're not meant to underwrite, they're literally re-engaging. And then I also use voicemail broadcasts to do the exact same thing, right? Awesome. Lead's been around, hey, still here, are you looking in to get anything done, right? And so we actually use all of it. Like, so again, we have full-time follow-up people for the people who are like just over 30 days out, but I also will actually take smaller chunk of lists for those like that are 60, 90 days out, and I'll go and do text messaging directly to them. And the message is just different. I'm not initiating the conversation, following up with it. Hey, wanted to see how the year's looking for you. You're going to start the new year. Has anything changed on your books? Right? So the outbound text, the outbound voicemail broadcast, the outbound call is just different, but I'm still leveraging those. And then also I do have 2 full-time people on a follow-up plan.
Gotcha. Okay. I love that. So that's, I actually really like that a lot more than like a leads manager. It's a follow-up. Would you call them a follow-up manager? Is that what you call them?
Yeah. I don't even like I say specialist, because I think manager, they're managing their leads, but they don't manage shit.
Yeah. Right? They're just doing a task, right? Yeah. They're doing a task. So I love it. Yeah. That's good. Okay, cool. So I'm glad you brought that up. Actually, I think that's a really good way to put it. And a lot of people, like I said, I mean, I don't know why it's been such a hot topic in some of the masterminds I've been a part of, is like people bringing up like, I need to hire a new acquisitions manager. And then I raise my hand and I'm like, hey, how many leads are you getting? Well, you may not actually need an acquisitions manager. You may need another lead manager, somebody that's actually doing the repetitive follow-up, because I've seen it before where a rock star salesperson gets just burnt out because, you know, they got to follow up with Joe Smith 300 times in order to close a deal.
That's
where
right.
They should only be getting it when the seller's like, I'm ready to sell. Like that, right. that person is like ready and ready to go. Like, let's, how do we make this happen? How do we move forward? So I think that's something a lot of people need to, you know, be thinking about. But Justin, man, this has been fun. This has been awesome. I appreciate you being on the show today. I do want to give you the opportunity to let people reach out to you if they have any questions, if they want to get in contact with you or learn more about what you got going on. Guys, obviously, like I said, everything is going to be linked in the description below. So make sure you check that out. Justin, what's the best way for people to get in contact with you? Maybe some things that you got going on, some of the products that you've got launched right now. Put anything on the table that you want to.
Yeah, I would say go to my website, thescienceofflipping.com. Ton of free resources there. You even can fill out like a strategy session if you want to do something like that with me, thescienceofflipping.com. Otherwise, you can follow me on Instagram, TheJustinColby, Facebook, TheJustinColby. I think I have 5,000 friends on my personal page. I'm sorry. I got to get better at deleting people I'd never talked to, I guess. Because I don't, right? Who has 5,000 friends? Let's get real.
Yeah.
So yeah, go to thescienceofflipping.com. You will find plenty of free resources. Otherwise, it's social media, the Justin Colby on Instagram and Facebook, and happy to help where I can.
Absolutely. And Justin's got a ton of just super valuable content on all those platforms. So make sure you guys do go check it out. Justin, man, I appreciate you being on the show today. Thanks so much for being on, and we look forward to having you back again soon.
Nice. Appreciate you.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Appreciate you jumping on and listening. If you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. If you're on Apple Podcasts, now is the time to head over to the homepage of the show. Leave me a 5-star review with your feedback. I would much appreciate that. If you have any questions, reach out to me. Josh at Color Media is my email address. Josh at Color Media, color spelled C-U-L-L-E-R, joshcolormedia.com. And then make sure you are ordering the REI Marketing book. It has a release date TBD. It's going to come out at some point, but we're putting a little bit more effort into building out a better experience with that book. It's going to be just jam-packed with nuggets and all kinds of gold in there. So you can order that now, pre-order at reimarketingbook.com. It is a free plus shipping offer. Yes, it is a marketing tactic to get you in my funnel, but that's okay because you already know that, right? Because you guys are marketing experts since you listen to the show. So reimarketingbook.com is where you can pick that up. Make sure you do take advantage of that. That's going to do it for today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for joining in, and we'll catch you on the next one. See you later.